Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Dalad on this Lag BaOmer day of Daf Yomi. Today's shir and this week's shir is sponsored to the memory and Aliyas Neshama of Muriel Marcus Aleha Shalom Mechya Bas Yisrael Yaakov. We thanks for the sponsorship again, Muriel Marcus Aleha Shalom Mechya Bas Yisrael Yaakov. Okay, we are on Ayin Gimel Mevez. Let's start with the two dots. Reb Shimon Omer. Oh. What a start! Lag BaOmer, Rav Shimon, Stam Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is about in the Gemara is Rav Shimon Yochai, his yard site, and we're talking about the burning things. So in Yana Dioma, okay, that's today's connection to Lag BaOmer. Now we continue. Rav Shimon Omer, Minchas Ote Shal Kohanim V'Chulu. If you remember the Mishnah we had at the beginning of the Parak, which we read on Friday, is that Rav Shimon holds that even a Karban Mincha that one completely burns on the Mizbeach, there is still a chiyuv to do kmitza for. For example, a minchas chote of a kohen. It is totally burned on the Mizbeach, and yet we know that Reb Shimon holds that kmitza is done, even though both halves are burned. Minani mili, so how do we know this? How do we know that, according to Reb Shimon, they still do kmitza, even though we would have thought that the purpose of kmitza is to bring about a separation between the kometz and the shirayim, which might be the shita of the rabbanan, and that is why kmitza is not done to the mincha of a kohen. But according to Reb Shimon, it's obvious that that's not true. Kmitza is not just to bring about that separation in order to allow the kohen to eat the shirayim, because the kmitza is done even in a case where the shirayim are not eaten. So maybe it's just part of the maisa avoda, or one could even say, I didn't mention this on Friday, but one could even say it is to bring about a separation, but the halach is you got to burn them separately. So it's still about the results of kometz and shirayim, but it's because one has to burn them separately. Okay, so the Gemara says, Minan Amili. Detan Rabbanan. It will be for a kohen, for like a mincha. Let's talk about a mincha, minchas chote of a kohen, of anybody, but even a kohen. The pasuk is teaching me that a minchas chote of a kohen himself, he himself could do that avoda, even though it's his sin. He could do that avoda. Ata omer shetei avodas akshira. Bo, do we say that the pasuk is teaching me that the avoda is kasher with him? O eino el lahatir minchas chote shal kohanim. Or is it teaching me, something that we don't hold, but the havamina, or is it teaching me that I'm able to eat the shirayim, even of a minchas chote? That's what it says. It should be like a kohen, like a mincha. Umani mekayim, and if that's true, how do I say that this pasuk is teaching me that you can eat the shirayim of a kohen? What then would I do with the other pasuk? V'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo seyachel. What about the issa daraisa that we alluded to on last week, that a minchas kohen has to be totally burned, it's not allowed to be eaten? Minchas nidvaso. I would have thought that a minchas nedava of a kohen is totally burned on the mizbeach, aval chavasot einecheles, but a minchas chov of a kohen would be eaten the shirayim, and that's what the first pasuk would be teaching me. Vaisal kohen kamincha. What would be the svarat to mechalik in a havamina? Well, minchas kohen. What's the difference? So one could suggest, based on what we've said before, that the eating of a karban is part of the kapara of the karban. The Gemara says in Psachim, Kohanim ochlim u'bailim iskaprim. The Kohanim eat and the Bailim get kapara through the eating. So maybe that's why we would have suggested in the Havamina that by a minchas chote of a Kohen, the shirayim have to be eaten. Even though by a minchas adava, they wouldn't have to be eaten. Why? Because maybe for a chait, part of the kapara is the eating. That would have been the Havamina, that even the achilas shirayim of a mincha, not just the achilas, part of the animal by a chatos. So maybe that would have been a havamina, the svara to be machalik like that, because you need the kapara, and the kapara is only fulfilled with the eating. But anyway, tabalobra, the Gemara says, no, we don't accept that havamina, v'haisal akohen kamincha. It should be to a kohen like a mincha, makish chovaso lididvaso. So we compare the obligatory karban mincha to the voluntary karban mincha. Ma nidvaso eina ne'echeles, just like the nidava is not eaten, so too, achovaso in an echelus. So too, the chova is not eaten. That is all the Tanakh Abishita. That did not prove our point yet for Reb Shimon. That is all the Tanakhama Shita. Just before we move on though to Reb Shimon Shita, this Isser, we spoke about this in the Mitzvah Shir last week, the Isser of Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin. Kuf Lamed Zayin is the Mitzvah of the 613 not to eat the Mincha of a Kohen, which is what we're talking about. It's a separate Isser Daraisa. There's a Mitzvah Daraisa to eat the Shiyare Mincha. That's earlier in Parshas Vayikra, to eat the Shiyare Mincha. But there's a separate, there's a mincha, mitzvah to do the Karban Mincha. There's a mitzvah to eat the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha. There's an Isser to be Machametz, the Shirayim of a Karban Mincha. There's a mitzvah to do Malicha on any Karban, including the Karban Mincha. But there's also a separate Isser, separate Aveira, not to eat from the leftovers of the Minchas Kohen. Shalecho, mi Minchas Kohen, Shnevar v'chol Minchas Kohen, kolotiyelo se'achel. We mentioned in the past that there are two reasons given by the Rishonim for the Isser of eating the leftovers of a Minchas Kohen. We're talking about today that whether you do Kibitzer or not. But everybody agrees that you don't eat it. Why not? This is machlokes between the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin says, Bishar Sheyah Mitzvah, what's the shorish behind the Mitzvah? Why can't a Kohen eat from his Mincha? As we just said, Lamaskana, Bein Benedava, Bein Chova. Why can't he eat from the Karban Mincha? So the Chinuch says, because the whole purpose of a Karban is to inspire, is for me to feel that there's something special happening here, and if a Kohen is able to eat from his mincha, says the Chinuch, he won't be inspired. He'll feel like he's eating his lunch. Because what did he do? He brought flour, he brought some oil, he mixed it all together, and now he's eating most of it. Oh, he's a drop of it. He's putting on the mizbeach, a kometz. But he's basically eating his lunch. If it's somebody else's items, he's not going to feel that way. And the ultimate purpose is not for him to be inspired, but for the owner to be inspired. If it's totally burned on his behalf, that also achieves the purpose. He's not eating it. But, says the Chinuch, if he's able to eat it, or even if the halach is that he's not allowed to eat his own, but other kohanim are allowed to eat it, then they'll just feel like they're sharing their lunches. You eat mine and I'll eat yours. Says the Chinuch, v'im yochal akoy minchaso, lo yus orer libo aleha yafe, shehi dome be'enov ka'ofe pas litzarcho v'ocho. It'll feel to him like he's eating his own bread, eating a sandwich. The av ki yochlu chaverav shelo v'hu shelohen. And even if you want to say, the kohanim will switch. Ya'ale hakol l'cheshmon echad. L'chein tziva shetia kolil lo te'achel l'shum adam. That is number one reason given in the Chinuch, Kuf Lamed Zayin, that you can't eat it because what kind of inspiration is that if you're just going to eat everything that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash? Number one. Number two, the Minchas Chinuch here quotes the Bali Tosfos, Ala Torah, and also the Ramban quotes for the Mor Nevuchim in here, Pashas Sav, where they say another reason, and that is the whole purpose of a Karban, it's connected, but it's a different focus, the purpose of a Karban is to bring a present to Hashem, Kaviyachol, not that Hashem needs it, as we discussed, but to feel like I'm giving something, a Doron. So by every other Karban, you feel like you're giving something. Let's say a Kohen brings an animal. So yes, even if he eats for most of the chatas, but still, the part of the animal, the chalev, certain chalavim are burned on the mizbeach. So it's not that he's gonna eat all of it. Even by a chatas and an asham, where he's gonna eat a bunch of it. Oh, he doesn't eat anything. But even by a chatas and an asham, he's gonna eat a lot of it. Or by a shlamim, the owner eats some of it. But still, by a mincha, says the Rambam, says the Balei HaTosfos, it's impossible. You don't feel like you're giving anything. So bish the ma Yisrael maybe mincha maybe isaron fakomis niktar by Yisrael that brings a mincha, he brings an isaron, a little bit is burned and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, the messengers of God. So he feels like he's giving something and he is giving something. Avol shel kohen imaya ochal ashirayim ein zedaron v'lo dami lachadas v'asham shel kohanim. It's not like a chadas and an asham because over there the imurim are niktar. But here, you know what? There's just going to be the comments, so you're not going to feel anything. So that is, those are the two reasons. A, again, the chinuch is because you're just going to feel like you're eating your lunch. You're not going to be inspired or feel inspired at all. And number two, part of the definition of a karban is to give something, to be moser something to God. And here, you're not being moser anything to God. A little comments doesn't count. So that is why, it is, those are the two reasons given, and they're showing him for the isser of eating a minchas kohen. And the Menachas Chinuch here talks about other other issues as well related to the Minchas Kohen. Okay, we will stop there though in the Chinuch. Back to the Braisa. So the Braisa quoted the Shita of the Rabbanan. Shita of the Rabbanan is that nothing to do with nothing about Kmitza, because Kmitza is not done to this carbon. But at least they're both the Minchas Nedava and the Minchas Chova, the Kohen, are not eaten. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon, V'chinomar V'haisa LaKohen Kaminchaso. Does it say it should be to the Kohen like his mincha? V'alolo ne'mar ela kemincha. It doesn't specify his. It just says like a mincha. So what is that meant to teach me? Like a mincha. So says the Gemara, Elo lahakish minchas chote shel kohanim keminchas chote shel Yisrael. It's to compare a Yisrael's mincha to a Kohen's mincha. Ma minchas chote shel Yisrael nikmetzes, af minchas chote shel kohanim nikmetzes. Both of them have the Maisa Kemitza done to it. Imam Minchas Chodesh Yisrael Nikmetzes V'Shiyirei Ane'achalin. I want to go all the way then, Reb Shimon. If the Minchas Chodesh of Yisrael, Reb Shimon isn't on every daf and shas, but it's still nice to have it today. Talking about burning things on the Mizbeach. I wouldn't call this a mucker for making a Madura, but at least it's a smach. It helps our Yirat Shemayim a little bit. So if the Minchas Chodesh Yisrael is Nikmetz and it's Shirayim or Iyin, af Minchas Chodesh Shal Kohanim, Nikmetzah Shirayim Echalit, so to the Minchas Chodesh of a Kohen, that if you do Kemitza to it, its Shirayim should also be Iyin, Tamalomar, La Kohen Ka Mincha, no, to a Kohen, like a Mincha, right, it doesn't say Mincha, so like a Mincha, comparing it to the Israel's Mincha, La Kohen Ka Mincha, V'lo Li'ishiv Ka Mincha, from a Kohen's vantage point, it should be like a mincha, meaning kemitza is done, but le'ishim, it shouldn't be like a mincha for ishim, for the fire, meaning not the same materials, the same part that goes on a fire usually does not go on the fire in this case, meaning what? The fire gets more. Haketzad, komets, karav ba'atzmo, ba'shirayim kirivim ba'atzmon. Both the komets and the shirayim are burned in Mizbeach, unlike a regular Yisrael's mincha, which only has the komets burned on the Mizbeach. So that's La Kohen Ka Mincha. By the way, we didn't mention it, but when this parak started, we had another Rishon added to this parak, which hopefully we'll touch on sometimes, and that's the Rashi the Ksav Yad. It's another version of Rashi that they had, and therefore for this parak and the remainder of many of the prakim, we're going to have two Rashis. Two Rashi we're going to have was Rashi the old Nusach and Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Okay, a number of the prakim, not all of them. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so we just had the source for Reb Shimon, how we know is that one does Kemitza even to a mincha of a Kohen. Says the Gemara now, but the eighth line, ha, shetehe avodasa k'sheira bo mehachanafka. The first part of the Brisa though, what the Rabbanan used these psukim to teach me that a Kohen could do his own avoda to his minchas chote. You might say, how can you do your own avoda? But you might say, hey, that's the best. It's the best if you're trying to do tshuva, you're trying to do brit kapara, so maybe you should be able to do it your own. Says the Gemara, the fact that the avodah is kasher with him, do you learn it from this pasuk that we just quoted? Did you learn it from another pasuk? Minayin l'kohen shabo makriv karbanosa b'chaleis u'b'chashol sheyirtze. How do we know that a kohen can bring his karbanos whenever he wants, even though we know that the kohanim were split up into 24 groups, 24 mishmaros, and they each worked about 2 weeks out of the year, besides Yantif, 48 weeks, and it within each mishmar, it's a machlokes, but we paskin that they were split up into 6 bate avos, 6 family groups, they each worked a different day, and they all worked on Shabbos. So, how do we know though, that if a kohen, it's not his week, if he wants, he can come and bring a karbon. He's not going to get that week's karbonus from everybody else, it's not his week. But he can bring his own karbon and do the avodah. How do we know that? Tamalomar, Ya'uba b'chal avasav sho v'sheres. He should come whenever his heart desires and he shall service. He shall work there. So that pasuk already teaches me that whenever he wants to bring a his own karbon, he can bring it. Even in minchas chote, no? Wouldn't we have thought that? So the Gemara says, no. Ime hasam, if he only had that one pasuk, that whenever he wants, he can bring. Hava amina hadimilu davar she'im ba'achet. You might have thought only something that's not Baal Chet. It's not an Aveira one. Avodavar Shabal Chet Emalo. But if it's Baal Chet, maybe not. That's why you need the extra Pasuk. Again, what's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? The Maskana, we said, hey, is there nothing better? He's trying to bring a chief kapara, so he does the avoda. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina to say he can't do it? Could be because, like the Mashal the Gemara gives sometimes, somebody in jail can't get out of jail. Somebody who's within that Avera, you need somebody else. You need somebody else to get you out of the problem. You can't do it yourself. Like the Mashal the Mesul Sisharm gives in the beginning of the Sefer, or the maze. Somebody's in a maze, and you're in the maze, you can't see to the end of it. Only somebody sitting outside the maze, looking down, could say, make a right, make a left, do this, do that. Only somebody outside could help. So it could be if somebody is in the maze of sin, somebody is in that that situation, so you need somebody else to help you out. An outside party. Kamash Balan not. Kamash Balan also, or Kamash Balan for sure this works. So that's the Havamina and the Maskana that one can have in this situation. But either way, the Maskana, a Kohen can bring his own Minchas Chote. Sorry?
Why do you need a Chalat Asam
Shalom? Once you have one,
If you have the,
because here this stuff we're talking about a minchas chote. So v'haisa akar kamincha. Let's maybe you would have darshan it to teach you something else. You need a pasuk to teach me that it can be mechaper for he can bring his own karbanis. Maybe you need that pasuk because if you wouldn't have had that pasuk, you wouldn't have taught me. You wouldn't have learned even this karban he can bring himself. You need a pasuk maybe to teach me that he can bring his own. And once you have that, then that's megala maybe. But you're right. Maybe once you have this pasuk, maybe you don't need the other pasuk. Continuing, v'hanami hachanavka. Again, do you learn that from here? Me'asam nafka. You have a third pasuk. You have another pasuk that teaches me that he could do it himself. V'chiper hakohen al hanefesh hashogeges bechet abishkaga. The kohen will bring kapara. So this already is not in Vayikra. This is in Shlach by the karbanis of Arizara. The kohen will bring a kapara for the shogeg soul, b'cheta b'shkaga, when he sinned b'shkaga, melame shakoy miskapara de'atzmo, so you learn from there, that a kohen can bring his own kapara. So again, the Gemara says, the next stage, that's havamina. I would have had havamina only non-chet karbanis. What's the next step? Even if you want to include chet karbanis, I would have learned only shogegs. Maybe only shogegs that would work, but not mazes. I would have thought b'shogeg, because what does the pasuk say? B'shkaga, avo b'mezid lo, but by mezid, or amezid lo, I would have thought that you can't bring karbanas, kamash malan, you can. Right? Most averis, there's no karban b'mezid. There's a few. Not all, if you do chil shabbos b'mezid, there's no karban. If you do chil shabbos b'mezid in private, so that you get one chayef karis. If you do a farhesfi in front of witnesses, then the skila. But if you do a yontif, it's malchus. So what are cases of mezid? So there's a few of them. Rashi here says, Rashi avala mezid, the top Rashi, kigon hecha dahavi nami mezid, kigon asham charufa v'shmias kol. Those are two averis. Asham charufa, that is one of the five ashamos. If somebody lives with a shivcha charufa, machlokas what that is, but most Rishonim assume a shivcha charufa is an ama ivriya, I think, who is designated for an eved ivri, right? They're not fully married, but they're quasi-connected to each other. It's a shivcha charufa. So if somebody lives with a shivcha charufa, that's not full arayos, it's not like living with a married woman, but that's a nisir mezid, and it's chayav an asher for that. That's a kapara karba that you even bring b'mezid. And a betuah shmias kol, if somebody lies, right, if somebody knows edus for someone and testifies, another testify, refuses to testify and swears about it, that's shmias kol, and they admit afterwards that they really knew testimony on somebody else's behalf. That's shmias kol, and also, you bring a karban, that's olav yored. It's an olav yored for the... That's one of the two or three averas that you bring in all of Yorid for, but that's Shuas Eidus, right? Asham Gzelos, Asham Ilas, Asham Charufo, all of those are also, right? So I'll read the Pesachim. I brought a Chumash here. Says the V'nefesh Kisechta, V'nefesh Kisechta, V'shama, at the beginning of Parakeh, V'shama Kol Allah. Right, that's it. B'shama kol Allah. That's shmias kol. V'hu aid o ra'a o yada im lo yagiven asav onot. That's, by the way, the makar for giving aidus. Oh, so that's one aveira. Right, shmias kol. And nefesh asher tinge b'chol davar tamei. That's tumas mikdash. And then you eat, go into the base of mikdash, or you eat something that is holy. Oh, asher kiyiga b'tumas adam b'chol tumas v'chulu. Oh, nefesh kishisham alavati b'sfasayim. Or Shvuas Bitui. Those are the three Averis that one brings an Olav Yorid for. Usual Averis, you gotta bring a Chatas. Certain Averis, you bring an Asham. Three Averis, you bring an Asham for. You bring five situations, you bring an Asham for, but three Averis. And Olav Yorid, there's three Averis that it depends on your tax bracket. If somebody has enough money, they bring an animal. If not, they bring a bird, two birds. If not, they bring flour. One of those is, right here, Shvuas Karbon Shvuas HaEdus. So that's even Bebezid. So those are the two examples Rashi gives for Shivcha Harufa, which one brings an Asham for, and V'nefesh Kisach L'Mashama Kol Allah, even Bebezid. So I would have thought that a Kohen could only bring his own Kapara for Shogegs, but by Mazids. So there for sure, how do we allow the Kohen to bring his own? He did his Bebezid. So Kamash Balan, he could still do that even b'mezid. Rav Saratskin, we mentioned this, I think, in the Parsha Shir, discusses, why is this an exception? Why is this one of the only Averis that even b'mezid you can bring a carbon for? Usually we say mezid, you can't bring a carbon, you got to get a punishment. Or you got to get malchus. And all of a sudden here, you know, even b'mezid we say that one can bring a carbon for. Or he talks about Shavuos HaEdus. The Shivcha Harufa is a separate parsha. But Shavuos HaEdus, why is it even amazing? And he asks another question, why is it Olav Yorid? You know, usually you gotta bring a carbon, you gotta bring a carbon. We don't have any leniencies on you. Ah, you're poor. You can bring two birds. No, you gotta bring an animal, you gotta bring an animal. By Chatos, we don't have those, by 99% of carbonus, we don't allow you to bring a cheaper carbon just because you can't afford it. So you gotta wait till you can afford it and then bring it. So why is this one more mako? So says Rav Saratskin, Vitzarav Biur, Loma lo gazra Torah, al kol hayadua edis lechaveiro, shemuchuyiv lahadla b'cholafanim. V'labasar kamo ba'kifin. He says a third question. So number one, why do you bring it all over your read? Why is it even amazing? And also, why doesn't it say in the Torah, give testimony? The Chiv Haggadah. It says, Im lo yagid v'nasav ono. If you didn't give testimony, you know what? It's a sin. The Torah doesn't even say, give testimony, loshen sivui. Why not? So all these three questions says, and also, losana b'reach e'chakar, don't testify falsely. But it doesn't say anywhere, a Chiv to be made. It says, Rav Saratskin v'yesh lomar, shiyor de Torah losof daito shal adam. The Torah goes down into the das of a person. Ad kama kasha alavlis arev al riv lolo. At least this should be what we feel. Generally, it's hard for people to get involved into issues that are not their own. You know, Reuven and Shimon are having a fight. So I'm going to testify on the behalf of one of them. It's not very not, you know, I'm not, why do I want to do that? I'm not Reuven. And Shimon's going to hate me. I'm going to testify on behalf of somebody. So people don't want to do this. Lahoy Latova so echer Larasa Shani, Sheminastam Yir Defenu Baze, Vachasha Zeno Mosa Bidiver Chazal. Right, and you find this that people are scared sometimes to testify. Ukade Lazaris Asaid Lahoy Nitnator Rishus Latovia Lashbioso. And that's why there's even an allowance for a Toveya, a claimant to be Mashbia, cause the Aiden to swear. I know, I don't know, because we know a person naturally is not going to want to come in and testify. But because the Torah understands this. On the one hand, he doesn't want to go on testify, but on the other hand, he has to. He has to. This is how society functions, with Eidus. But the Torah can't command to give testimony. Because the Torah knows it's hard. The Torah knows it's hard. But because he's stuck, Rav Saratskin says, Ebeisha Eid Nimsa Bein Patish Vahasadan. That's between a rock and a hard place, between a hammer and an anvil, Bein Apadis Vahasadan, Va'oilo Im Yomar, Va'oilo Im Lo Yomar. He's in a difficult situation. V'gam ein lo shum hana'a me'avono. He didn't get any benefit. Usually averis. At least we get something out of. We get some physical pleasure out of an avera. But here we get nothing. What? I didn't testify for you? So what did I get out of it? I got some nachas ruach. I didn't go to court for you? So, says Rav Saratskin, the Torah is a little more mekel in the punishment. Even if you did it b'mezid, because we understand, even if you did it, you can bring a lesser carbon. So that is, and you can't afford it. So that is why there are all these kulas when it comes to Shvuas HaEdus, or also called Shmias Kol. That's why it's Mazid, that's why it's Olav Yorid, and that's why there's no specific Chiyuv in the Torah, Tzivi in the Torah, to testify. That's in Perek Hey, Pasik Aleph. Hey, Aleph and Azayim LaTorah. Okay, that's related to our Gemara. Our Gemara says that a Kohen can bring his own carbon even on a mazid. Even on a mazid. The Shidu Gebetzes takes out the next 5-6 words because we just said them. Okay, if you're mazid about a shvua, about swearing that you don't know testimony. Fine. Tanya Idach, another brisa related. Reb Shimon Omer, Minchas Chodei Shal Kohanim, Nikmetzes. Reb Shimon Shita, then Minchas Chodei V'Kohen, you still do Kamitza too. V'Kometz Karav B'fnei Atzma, V'Ashirayim Karav B'fnei Atzma, and you're just Makriv separately. So we're going to have 3 Shitas. This was the second one. In the Mishnah we had the Shita, the Rabbanan say no Kamitza at all. Just burn it all in Mizbeach. Reb Shimon says, you do Kamitza and you burn it B'fnei Atzma. So we alluded to this on Friday. What does b'fnei atzman mean? What does b'fnei atzman separately? But does that mean in the same exact spot? Does that mean one after another? Or are there different places? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says b'fnei atzman, and the Shiva Kubat says also, look in the Shita in Os Hei, the Shita says the Kometz is burned in the normal place, the Makam Haktara. That's where you burn all, right? We know there are 3 fires on top of the Mizbeach. There's the fire that most things are burned on. That's the Makam Haktara. And then there's a fire called the Tapuach. That's where a lot of the leftovers were put, a lot of the ashes were put. And then there was a fire just there to fulfill the mitzvah of Esh Tamid. Esh Tamid took on the Mizbeach L'Sichba. 3 fires on top of the Mizbeach. So says Rashi and the Shita, that the Kometz, when it says Karav La'atzman, it means different places. The Kometz is burned on the Makam Haktara, because that's a regular din of Haktara, and the Shirayim are burned on the Tapuach. Shirayim are burned next to it, right on the larger area of the Tapuach. The Briska Rav wonders about this. I don't know how Rashi and the Shita know this. You know, why would I think that there's no special din Haktara on the Shirayim, according to Reb Shimon? Okay, so you separate them, but I wouldn't have thought. I thought they're both carbon, like the Rabbanan say, you burn it both all together, and all of a sudden these Rishonim assume that even according to Reb Shimon, there's a difference in what the destiny of what the Kometz and the Shirayim are supposed to be about. He says, "Bipshuto nire, I would have thought, this is the Grizz talking on our daf, tahay da kamar b'fnei atzmo, tahay na dahavin shnei karbanis hakravas Kometz hakravas Shirayim." But if you look in the Shita and you look in Rashi, Pirsha Dekar B'Vnei Atzmo, Haidah B'Makam B'Vnei Atzmo, V'Nira B'Yir Divreyim, Da'af B'Tapuach Gamkin Miskayin Din Haktar Dekarbanas, even though sometimes we put things on the Tapuach, Mikal Makam, Ika Mitzvah Sheyitin Al HaMa'aracha, V'Al Zeh Amrin An Hacha D'Dafka B'Kometz, Yej Din Sheyitinu Al HaMa'aracha, Avol Shirayim Ein Din Zeh Ki'im, you need a Maisa Haktara. You don't need it on the Ma'aracha. The Ma'aracha was the special pile of firewood that was the Makam Haktara of most Karbanis. But it must be the Shirayim, says the Grizz, according to these Rishonim, according to Reb Shimon. The Shirayim just have a Din Haktara, not a Din Haktara al Gabi HaMa'aracha. And therefore it has to be on top of the Mizbeach, but not in the normal place where we usually burn things on top of the Mizbeach. So that is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Interesting, it's called the Tapuach. We discussed a few weeks ago. Right, what kind of fruit is tapuach in Chazal? That's where Rav Shechter assumed that it was not an apple, even though that's how we translate it, because it has to be a little tart, like the Gemara said in Psachim. And earlier we spoke about whether May tapuach is machmitz, and we also said that it seems to be more of a citrus fruit. Okay, so says the Gemara, that is Rav Shimon Shita, that the kmitza is done and you burn it separately. And then you have the third Shita, Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Lazar! Unbelievable. Rav Elazar also in the cave. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, how many Dafim and Shas quote both him and his son? How many? Baruch Hashem. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, this is my kiyum of life by Omer. I don't have to make a Madura, but the Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. That's what the, I saw one of the other Rabbanim from the neighborhood last night. I said, so, you know, life by Omer, he says, yeah, I do what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shum Davar. Right? Shulchan Aruch, what does it say about fires? Nothing. What does it say? Okay, maybe you know Tachnun. What does it say? Okay, in the morning, get a haircut. This year it doesn't matter. You already had it. But the Shulchan Aruch said, the Shulchan Aruch lived at the time of the Arizal. Right? He was old. When the Arizal got the Sfat, the Shulchan Aruch was already an old man. Arizal met the Shulchan Aruch. The Arizal was very young. Arizal was Nifter in his 30s. And the Shulchan Aruch was an old man already. But he went into the Arizal. The Shulchan didn't know who he was. There's a story about what happened when he first came in. But they overlapped. And the Shulchan Aruch says nothing. So there's no, again, the base of the Sandy, Arizal went, that he started it. But either way, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Lazar, the son of Rav Shimon says, he argued on his father, HaKometz Kar Ba'atzmo, V'Ashirayim is Pazer Al Beis HaDeshen. Oh, The kometz is burned by itself, but the shirayim are not burned on the tapuach, the what we would call secondary fire on top, but it's not even burned on the mizbeach. It's burned on the base hadeshen, which pashtus means, Rashi says here, the place that is east of the ramp. The place that's east of the ramp, that's where you put the trumas hadeshen every morning. You take a little deshen off and you put it in the spot. This is where part of the intestines, the innards of the certain carbonus oaf go. Right, and this is where it goes. That's the place of the deshen. And that's what Rashi says in Yuma, and Rashi also says it right here. I don't think it's in the Gemara. Rashi says, Bederech Nes, the deshen was absorbed into the ground every day. After it was put there, the deshen was put on the ground. Rashi says, Vesham Hayu Nivlaim. So Rashi says here, he alludes to it, but it really is Bederech Nes. He says more in Yuma. Rashi Dibur Maskal Ella. But that's what Reb Shimon says, that the Shirayim are burned somewhere else. Amar B'chiyah Baraba, Havi Barab Yochanan, Beis Hadeshen Deheicha. So to clarify, where is this Beis Hadeshen? E Delamala, is it somewhere on top of the Mizbeach Hainu Avua? That's his father's Shita. This could be the source for how the other Rishonim knew that it wasn't the regular Makam Haktara to put the Shirayim on, like the Rabbanan say. Because the Gemara says, hey, if it's a Deshen place, isn't that the same as the Tanakama? Well, is the Deshen place the Haktara place? And maybe this is what tipped them off, that it was a different place on top of the Mizbeach. E de Lamata, if you're telling me that it was somewhere Lamata, like we all still understand, Yesh Lecha Davar Shekar of Lamata, we know that the entire carbon mincha of a Kohen has to be burned. So, is it called burned when you just throw it down onto a place not on the Mizbeach? That's called Shvicha. That's not called Haktara. So, Amar Le Rabbi Abba, Dilma Leibud. Yeah, maybe the Chiv of this carbon is to go Leibud. So, Achichule, they laughed at it. V'chiyesh tocha davar shekarav Leibud. It has to be Nukrav. How can you say it could be Nukrav Leibud? So, Tani Avua, Rabbi Yavin, you learn it from here. Kol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo seyachel. All mincha of a kohen should be kalil, should be totally burned. Lo seyachel should not be eaten. Li achila hikshatiha velo ludavar acher. I only compared it regarding an achila and not regarding davar acher. This is in the beginning of Parshas Sav. This is the context of the minchas chavitin. The special carpet of the kohen gadol is brought every day. In that context, that's where it says no mincha could be eaten, it has to be burned. No mincha of a kohen. So we're comparing the mincha of chavitin of a kohen gadol and a regular kohen minchas chote of a kohen, that it's only compared regarding eating, meaning both of them cannot be eaten, but they're not compared regarding how they're disposed of or how they're burned. And it could be other minchas kohanim are burned on top of the mizbeach, and this one is burned below the mizbeach. So the question is, like, Amar, how do you actually darshan that? So Amar Abayah, this is how you darshan, you got to switch around the drushes a little bit. Kol minchas kohen lo seachel chofa. So any minchas kohen what that cannot be eaten, that's talking about the chova of the minchas kohen. It's his sin offering. Kalil tiyeh, the halacha that has to be totally burned in the mizbeach nidvaso. That's only referring to his nidava. So you switch around the words a little bit, even though kalil tiyeh comes before the words lo seachel on the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava, sakina charifa mifska cry. What, you're taking out a knife and you're chopping up the pasuk? How can you say the pasuk's referring to chote, and then nedava, and then chote? So El Amar Rava, Rava says you can say the same thing, but reading the pasuk straight. Kol minchas kohen kalil tihyeh nidvaso. The whole first half of the pasuk is talking about a nedava. The entire minchas of a kohen that is kalil, that has to be kalil. That's talking about his nedava. That has to be burned all on top of the mizbeach. Lo seyachel chovaso. Lo seyachel, it's not eaten, that is its chova. But a chova, according to this, doesn't have to be totally burned on top of the mizbeach. It just cannot be eaten. The eifachana, how do I know to darshan it this way? Maybe I should compare, do the opposite. So the Gemara says, no, mistavra nidvaso avla the rabuye. Mistama nidava should be more like the chavitin. Again, the chavitin is the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're comparing a regular Kohen's Nedava to. Why? In what ways are they similar? Shekein Tadira. They are very common. Kohen Gadol is every day. And the Nedava can be brought every day. That's what Rashi says. Lo Chati. They're both not brought for sins. And Basim Reche. And they also smell very nicely. Because you put oil and Lavona on it. Both on the chavitin and on the Nidava. So Gemara says, Adarabba, Chavas Abba the Rabuye. Maybe we should say a Chova. The, meaning the Minchas Chote of a Kohen is more similar to Chavit and Y. Shkeni Saron, they're both the same shear. Chovan, they're both obligatory. So Hanach Lefishin. No, those are more. There's more ways that a chavitin is comparable to a minchas nedava of a kohen than to a minchas chote of a kohen. Period. But that is all finishing up the sheet of Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. The Rabbanan. So now I'll get back to the Rabbanan sheet. The Rabbanan who say that there's no kmitza done at all on a minchas chote of a kohen. Hi, ko minchas kohen, kalil tiyeh lo se'achal ma'avdi. So what does he use this pasuk for? We know it already. That it's totally burnt. So we borrow a look at the Tanya. He learns it for the following brisa. Ainly ella el yona bekalil taktar vitachtona below seachel. From this pasuk, I only know that the el yona, the chavitin, has to be totally burned, and the menchas kohenim cannot be eaten. Minayin litin es amr shel zeba zeba shel amr shel zeba zeba. How do I know to put the asay over here also, and the los asay over here also, to put a mitzvah asay of burning it totally everywhere, and a mitzvah los asay of not eating it everywhere? Tabal omar kalil kalil l'gzeira shava. Use it for Xer Shava. Namar Khan Khalil, Vanamar Lahalon Khalil. It says Khalil by both. Ma Lahalon Bik Khalil Tuktar. Just like over there, it has to be totally burnt. Afkan Bikalil Tuktar. And Ma Khan Litin Losa Sealachilaso. Af Lahalon Litin Losa Sealachilaso. Period. Meaning there's no difference in Halacha. But you just want to have an Asena Losa say by each of the Karbanos. That's why it is repeated. Next. By Ravina. So the Pashtus of this Pasuk, as we have been talking about, is that there's an issa d'oraisa to eat the shirayim of a kohen's mincha. So the Gemara is about to say that that aveira might be more expanded than we would have thought. It's not just the issa to eat the shirayim of a mincha, but what about eating anything that is supposed to be burned on the mizbeach? So we're about to say that also is included in this pasuk. Even though the pshuto shel pasuk is just eating the leftovers of a carbon mincha of a kohen, but we're about to say anything that is burned in the mizbeach that's supposed to be burned and somebody eats from, that's also included. Boy, Ravina, kohen sha'acha min ha'imurin mahu. What if a kohen eats from the imurin, from the fats that are supposed to be burned on the mizbeach? Rashi here, first time we're quoting it. Rashi the Xavyad. Rashi the Xavyad in the last line says we're talking about the emurin that are usually kosher to eat. We're talking about the kalayos and the yoseres hakaved. Why? Says the Rashba here on Rashi, because if it was the other emurin, like the chelev, then there's an iser chalal iser. So you can't eat that anyway. So but we're talking about, if it wasn't a carbon, I'd be able to eat it, but because it's a carbon, it's being burned. So if a kohen eats from the emurin that are supposed to be burned, then it's bechmau. What's the halacha? So lav de zaruz lo kamiboyli. The lav of a zar, partaking in something that's not supposed to be his. So that for sure I know that the coin violates in this case. Why? Because we know from elsewhere that what's the definition of a zar? Of a zar doesn't only mean a non-Kohen. Doesn't only mean that. Right? A zar, just to give you an example, the Rambam says, we learn from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that an Arel Kohen is not allowed to do the Avoda. And the Rambam paskins that if an Arel Kohen does the Avoda, he gets Malkus. And the Shaila on the Rambam is, how can he say he gets Malkus? That's learned down from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Chaf Beis, Amid Beis, learns that out from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That an Arel Kohen is not allowed to do the Avoda. So what is the, how can the Rambam say Malkus? So, if you look at the Rambam himself explains it. And the Ma'arei Kirkus picks up on this. The Rambam in Hilchos B'S Mikdash says, Ha'arel harehu kiben nechar. An arel is like a zar. Lefichach arel sha'avad chilal avodaso veloke kizar sha'avad. Avaleinu chayimisa. Why is that chayimisa? That's a good question. But the Rambam says, in this regard, you know what a zar means? Or say it the other way. You know what a kohen means? Kohen means a circumcised kohen. That's the definition of a kohen. A circumcised male kohen. And we might even expand it, according to other shittas. You know what a kohen means? A circumcised male, properly clothed with his begadim, properly washed hands and feet at the kiyar, kohen. If you're missing any of those, it could be considered a zar. So a zar doesn't only mean a non-kohen. Right, a czar means anybody who's not supposed to be doing what they're supposed to be doing now. And one might even get malchus for this or a czar for that. So that's what the Gemara here says. So if a kohen eats what he's not supposed to be eating, for sure you violate the iser of czaris. Ki kohen boili la de kaloti amai. Our shailas, what about this aveira? Right, this mitzvah of it's supposed to be totally burned. Kaloti amai. So Amar Rav Aaron, Laravina. Very unusual. Rav Aaron. How many Rav Aarons are there in Shas? Right, there's, I don't know if there's any Rav Moshe. I think we said that. I don't think there is. Right, so Rav Aaron, maybe once or twice somewhere. But Amar Rav Aaron, Laravina, Tashma. The Bryce says Beferish, Titania, Blazer Omer, Kol Shehu, Bekalil Tiyeh, Litain Losa, Say Al Achila. So it is an all inclusive Aveira. Anything that's supposed to be burned in the Mizbeach is included in the Isser of Khalil Tihiyah. So for example, the Gemara doesn't say it here, but the Evarim of an Ola, also, if somebody partakes of that in somehow, the Evarim of an Ola would be included in this Isser. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. Do you get Malkus for this then? Does a Kohen get Malkus for eating the Emurin of a Chatas that is supposed to be burned? So Tosfos says right here, look at the last five words of the big Tosfos. No Malkus. Why not? What does Tosfos say? Havi lav shebeklalos. Last five words of the Tosfos. It's an lav shebeklalos, as we know, an all-inclusive lav. The principle of lav shebeklalos everybody agrees to. That you don't get Malkus for. But sometimes there's a machlokas. What is a lav shebeklalos? Because if you look at the Rambam here, the Rambam says you get Malkus. You get Malkus for eating a murim of a other karbanas. Perek yid alef halacha gimel. So it's a machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam. Whether this is called a lav shebeklalos. What's the nekudas of machlokas? Okay, it could be whether, what is the definition of lav shebeklalos? How can the Rambam say you get malchus? Because it might be the same shame isser. Whether you eat the shirayim of a mincha or the emurim of a behema is basically the same exact idea. It's not like lo sochlo al adam, which tells me you can't eat blood. And it also tells me that the bezah is not allowed to eat anything the day they put somebody to death. And it also says you're not allowed to eat before davening. And it also says, you know, all these five different, that's a lav shebeklalos. You learn 10 totally different things, Gemara and Sanhedrin. But here, the rabbi would say, this is a lav shebeklalos? No, it's not. It's the same idea. Don't eat something that's supposed to be burned in the mizbeach. Two different applications. While Tosfos might say, no, Tosfos said, this is good enough to be a lav shebeklalos. Okay, machlokas, Tosfos and the Rambam. Okay, says the Mishnah. Minchas Kohanim, u Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha of a Kohen, and the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol, like we were just talking about, the Chavitin. U Minchas Nesachim, la Mizbeach, and the Minchas Nesachim that goes along with every Olen Shlamim, that goes to the Mizbeach, la Mizbeach, the Ein Bohen la Kohanim. These are all burned on the Mizbeach, where it's going according to the Rabbanan, or maybe even Reb Shimon, and the Kohanim don't get any part of this. And in this regard, the strength of the Mizbeach, so to speak, is stronger than the strength of the Kohanim. It's an amazing comparison. The Mishnayos are comparing Mizbeach. It sounds like it's treating Kohanim like chefzes. Right, there's Kohanim and there's Mizbeach. Right, so it says, Yafakach Mizbeach Mizbeach Kohanim. Shtei HaLechem, HaLechem HaPanim, the opposite, the Shtei HaLechem on the Lechem HaPanim, Nechon LaKohanim, Ve'emel LaMizbeach. V'buzei Yafakach HaKohanim, Mikach HaMizbeach. Okay, wonderful. These are certain types of items that are totally on the Mizbeach, or totally the Kohanim. Vesuleka, there's nothing else that just goes on the Mizbeach. Vayika Ola, what about a Carbonola? Carbonola also should be on the list of Mizbeach, nothing to Kohanim. No, Ika Ola the Kohanim. The Kohanim get the hides. So the Mishnah couldn't have said that. Vayika Ola Sa'of, what about Ola Sa'of? There is no hides. Ika Maravinosa, no, there's the intestines that you gotta take out. That's not, it doesn't go to the Kohanim, but at least it doesn't go totally to the Mizbeach. That's what's put on the east side of the ramp that we were just referring to. So again, you can't say that on the list. What about wine? What about the Nesachin? Doesn't that go totally on the Mizbeach? So Lashis and Azli. No, those are put down the holes. That's not burned on the Mizbeach. That's put down the special cups on the southeast side of the Mizbeach. Umay Bazu. And therefore, what would the Mishnah be saying in this regard? Fukim Midish Shmuel. It would be going against Shmuel. Because we learned in Zvachim, Shmuel Shita says otherwise. Tamar Shmuel, Misnadev Yayin, Mevio, Mizalva Gabishim. What do you do with wine that you know, Dave? You sprinkle it on the fire. So that would be a good thing in the Mishnah to list. Because it goes to the Mizbeach and not to the Kohanim. Kamash Malan, to the Shiz and Azli. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, which is teaching me against Shmuel, that, like the Shita, that if you're Misnadev Yayin, you pour it into the cup and not on the Mizbeach. Remember, back in Zvachim, on this Shmita of Shmuel is where we discussed Psik Reisha. right? If you put the, how could you sprinkle the wine onto the fire? Is it ipsik ratio that the fire is going to go out? That's what we discussed then. It's not ipsik ratio. Rashi, Shita, and others. Messiah le Shmuel, but in that part of the Mishnah was against Shmuel, the fact that wine was not listed, and also the omission of oil is a raya to Shmuel. Messiah le Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Hamisnadev Shemen, Komso, Vishiyar of Nechalin. If somebody is nodev to bring oil, then it's Komet and the Shirayim are eaten. Komso, you're komet it and you put that oil on the Mizbeach. Vishyar Nechal and it's Shirayim or Nechal. So that is not in the Mishnah. Why isn't it in the Mishnah? It's good it's not in the Mishnah. Because some of it goes to the Mizbeach, some of it goes to the Kohanim. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah, like the Shita of Shmuel. Why is there a chilek between wine and oil? So Rashi says, why is there a chilek between wine and oil? Where's my Rashi here? Rashi says, in the Ksav Yad. I'm sorry, Rashi, the Ksav Yad. Why? Because oil is comestible. We spoke about how it's comestible in the past, whether you congeal it or you put it in a cup. Right? About the 10th wine of the Rashi Ksav Yad. Shine of the Shmuel, bein shemet, de matzi kametz, bein yayin, de lo matzi kametz. You can't do kmitza to wine. And that's why you're not going to put some of it in the mizbech and some of it on the kohen. You just throw everything down the shisin. If you look in Tosfos also says the same thing. But if you look, I saw some of the achronim say, you know why by wine? Because kohanim can't drink wine anyway. They can't be shasu yayin. So what, you're going to give them some of the wine? They can't drink the wine. Give them some of the oil. They can't drink some of the wine anyway. So that is why there's a chilek between wine and oil. So that was a fascinating halacha. It's based on the Gemara in Maseches Tainus. But the Rambam quotes it. It's a sheet of Rebbe. That really, bizman hazeh, we should say that kohanim can't drink wine bizman hazeh. That's what we should say, as long as they don't know which mishmar they're from, which I don't think anybody knows these days, which mishmar they're from. So why? Because here we brought a base of Megdash, they'll have to do the avoda today. Right? If the Mashiach comes. So says the Rambam, quoting Rabbi Shita. Really, theoretically, right? Lo hayamakir mishmarto, v'lo bati avosav, hadin no sein, sha'asr lishtos yayin la'olam. But you know what? That's impossible. You have to wait till he gets a kavua beisav v'chulu. Says the Ravid, kama dvarav chalushim v'klushim v'chi yibana beis hamigdash lo yisham mitzarif u'matayr u'modiyah mishmaros haru'yos. They'll find that right away. What's the problem? What do you mean? Oh, it's going to take time. No, halacha shatakanaso kilkaso eish she'ein achshav shas avodah l'meir yibana lo chayshinan. No, it just means that okay, l'maisa we meir yibana meisa migdash. We're not worried about this second. Okay, he'll have 2 hours to get over the hangover. But that's an interesting halacha that just theoretically, you know, there's some sheet tanam out there that says really kohanim shouldn't be able to drink today. Vayter quickly. Shtei alechem lechem apanim. So those two go totally to the kohanim. V'su lecha v'ika chadas ha'of. What about chadas ha'of? So ika dama. No, dam goes to the mizbech. V'ika lo shemesh ha'metzara. Doesn't that all go to the kohanim? Ika bat no sav no some of it goes to the mizbech. Umay b'zu lafuki miman da'amar shtei alechem abos b'vnei atzman l'sreifa asyin. Again, the mishnah, what's the mishnah excluding the opinion that says that if the shtei alechem come by themselves, what does by themselves mean? Rashi has two deyas. Either if you didn't have any animals, so you just put the shtei alechem by themselves, or if somebody is no dev shtei alechem. But there are opinions out there that in that case, they're burned. Kamash malan, the bezu yafek koach kohanim la'olam. No, they never are burned, so that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that they always go to the kohanim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with the halachis of the oil tomorrow. And again, today's shiur and this whole week's shiur are sponsored to the memory and aliyas neshama of Muriel Marcus, Aleha Hashalom, Mechya Bas Yitzchak Yaakov. We thank you for the sponsorship. Agur.